We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Greetings. 352 times I've welcomed listeners to My Music since that first fateful July day in 1966. So I ought to know the names by now. John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, Dennis Norden. And of course, not forgetting our scorer, a mere tot when we began, but now a mathematical microchip, Leonie Lawson. Let's enjoy some fine singing. John, for you, Renata Tebaldi. John, whose daughter is threatening to do what?
Oh, she is the daughter of Janice Kiki.
That's right.
Loretta. He is threatening. He's trying to keep her away from the boyfriend.
That's right. Yeah. And she's threatening, actually, thanks to the intervention of the Ponte Vecchio, she's threatening to do something quite dramatic, isn't she?
Yes, throw herself into it.
Yes, throw myself below. Yes. But, yeah, Frank, same aria, different tone, different tempo, in this case Renato Scotto. As John said, that comes from Puccini's Giannis Schicchi. Frank, how do you spell Schicchi? It's a nasty one.
You don't spell it, you cook it.
With a very finer sauce. Yes.
Schicchi?
Schicchi, Giannis Schicchi. Yes.
Italian?
Yes, that's right.
Will you swap half a mark if I tell you where Ponte Vecchio is?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes, that's right.
Ponte Vecchio is a smallish village, although a rail terminus in Corsica.
She was threatening to throw herself on a rail terminus.
Well,
into the Arno, of course.
Hang on, I got a message from the spirits here on the left. Would you buy, would you buy SC something or other, ICHI?
Something or other, yes.
Would you buy SCH?
SCHI, double CHI.
Well, no.
That's fine. Well,
you made one fatal error. Yeah. What?
I think he's right, unfortunately.
Oh, yes, you're right.
I'll tell you what. You certainly have the mark for sheer effrontery, as usual. Do you know whose story was based, Giannis Schicchi was based on? There's an episode in. Do you know, John?
Isn't it Gozzi?
Who?
Gozzi.
No, it's from Dante. It's an episode in Dante's Inferno.
Dante.
Inferno, yeah.
Yes.
Is it? Ian, whose aria, please, from what?
O del passo, mio figlio, o son da queste tenebre, un senso ignoto,
What a voice.
So I have the effrontery, although I'm not really a full bass, to perpetrate that in concert, as they say. It's a splendid aria from Macbeth, Verdi's Macbeth, yes. Sung by Banquo.
Banquo. Yes.
And it is called Come dal ciel precipita.
The singer there, you managed to recognise that super record,
was
I thought.
Is it Gyarov?
Yes, Nikolai Gyarov. I'm asked to pronounce him Gyarov.
Kyayurov.
Well, that's... I'm sure you're right.
So long as Frank doesn't have to spell him, we're all right.
How do you spell him?
Then it's more lovely singing for you. Baganza. What's the connection, Dennis, between that character and Mrs. Lott?
What did you mutter before you said that?
I said Teresa Baganza.
I thought it was some kind of expletive.
It's what I felt. it's what I felt about it.
Oh, yeah.
The connection between that character singing there and Mrs. Lott. Well, we worked that one out, I think.
I think I heard the word Eurydice in the first line. After that, I got lost completely.
Yes, yes, you did.
Was that right? Was it
Eurydice? That's right. Yes. So what's the connection with Lott's wife?
She turned into a pillar of salt, and Eurydice opened a small delicatessen, which he...
I think we're in accord. Join in if you feel like it at home with this next round. Get pen and paper and try to write down the titles of the 8 tunes I play on this conveniently placed piano. Then afterwards we'll check the titles with the 2 teams. So here's my piano medley. John, you'd get the first one.
The first one was from Frank's favourite Spanish composer, Elgar.
This is the railway station.
The railway station, yes. The start of his violin concerto, yes. Then...
Love is a many splendid things, Steve.
Oh, yes, that's right, sir.
Kit Willow, Steve.
Yes, that's right. And the last one...
A tenor aria, he thinks.
Yes. Do you know its title? Yeah. You know it, Ian, don't you?
Corin
Grato, yes. So you've got 3 out of your 4. That's 1.5 marks. Ian, your first one?
That's the only one I've got,
actually.
The first one is
Salud Amor. Yes,
then... Tomorrow may never come.
Yeah, how can you face me after what we've been through?
Well, that's Fats Waller, isn't it?
Can you? Don't think so.
No. But where does the line come in? It tomorrow may never come for all we know.
No, that's a different song.
But does the line come in there? No, not that bit. Tomorrow we'll play.
Again.
Yeah, but the line da 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 da. Does that count? Did you play that? Have a look at your notes. Yes. The crowd are with me and they look ugly.
The answer is no.
I didn't know.
No, I didn't know anymore.
Oh, don't
you? Once in a while.
Oh, yes, that once in a while, not the other one, yeah.
And then the last one. Anybody know in the audience? It's called Don't Ask Me Why. Don't ask me why. Not as successful for your side, but there we are.
Ask them why.
Let's move on to composers, lives of, facts relating to. John,
So-and-so, wrote Percy Grainger, understands nothing of Delius's harmonies. Who, surprisingly, was he talking about?
Well, it wouldn't be Beecham, would it?
It was.
It was?
He said it of Beecham, yeah.
Oh.
Frank, the composer Spohr, attacked from the pulpit in Norwich Cathedral, I rather like this, merely sat in his seat and looked about him, smiling benevolently. Why was that?
He'd remembered where he'd left his umbrella.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I'll buy that very happily. What happened was, rather interesting, the preacher didn't approve of his oratorio called Calvary, in which the Passion story was set to music, so he attacked the composer at a service in Norwich Cathedral, at a meeting anyway, and Spohr sat there looking benevolent because he didn't understand a word of English. Another good answer. Ian, Dan fell into the River Wye, Mina didn't. Can you shed some light on that, or must I consult the Kennel Club? Dan fell into the Wye, Mina didn't.
Isn't there something to do with the Enigma variations?
Yes, that's right. In fact, in the Enigma variations by Elgar, you can hear Dan falling into the River Wye at one point, because it was a friend of his whose dog had fallen. Yes. Now, what about Mina? Who was Mina?
I suppose Mina was one of the people about whom one of the other variations was dedicated.
Yeah, this is a half mark, I think. Dan was the dog of the Hereford Cathedral organist, immortalised, as we said in England. Mina was Elgar's own cairn terrier, and an absolutely charming little piece named Mina was the last orchestral work he ever completed.
Oh, really?
Very sweet little piece. Mm. Dennis, Peter Warlock, apart from being a magnificent composer, was an inverted snob. Unfortunately for him, he was born in the Savoy Hotel, a fact which he preferred to disguise. How did he disguise it? Put yourself in his position. A reporter asks, where were you born, Mr. Warlock? And he replies,
I was born in a lodging house hard by the Thames.
Yes, you get the mark. He claimed that he'd been born on the embankment.
That's better.
Which is good, but that's a little bit better, I think, yeah. I've prepared some sums for you, simple sums like x plus y equals z, with x, y and z represented by bits of tunes.
You're not going to understand, no, Steve. It's one of these rounds where none of us are going to understand.
Doomed from the start, this is.
Do try, though.
Let me give you a for instance, because this is just to give you the idea. So, listen. So, here's the first of them. Plus equals
Can I have that one from Mark?
That's your turn to look smug, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, because you see, down in the Glen plus the Miller of D equals Glen Miller's signature tune.
Right, hit us.
Right, so it might be the title. It might be the title, the composer, or the performer that yields the key word. John, here's your sum. Plus. Equals. Got it?
Well, the last one is The Shepherd on the Rock.
Well, yes, but who was the singer?
Oh, blimey.
You know that tune?
No.
My friend Elizabeth.
My friend, my friend the what?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Ah, oh, well. Elizabeth. Then Schumann, then The Shepherd on the Rock, sung by Elizabeth Schumann.
Yes, I think he's got it, don't you? I think
lovely round.
Oh, yes. So I thought you'd like this. Yes. Frank, your sum, think of the song titles.
Got it, yes.
Right. Plus.
Plus.
Equals.
Hang on.
Not that.
Any idea?
Mary.
Yes.
Plus Garden in the Rain.
Yes. Equals.
John.
And Maud leaning on the gate laughing her head off. Smoking her woodbine. Don't spoil it with the right answer.
An archive recording. John's got it.
He's got it.
Well, now I'm not going to tell you.
Don't tell me, tell him. He's got the mark.
All right, Mary Garden.
Mary Garden, yes, from an archive recording. Mary and Garden in the Rain equals Mary Garden. Ian, there's some for you to work out with composers in mind. Plus. Equals.
Yes. Well, the second one's Verdi.
Yeah.
Yes. Chardas.
Oh, yes, and that's Chardas.
Chardas
Monty.
Verdi.
It's Monty.
Great.
Oh, Monty Verdi.
Yes.
I had a great encouragement from my partner.
Indeed, yes. Monty's Chardas with the music by Verdi leading to...
Monty Chardas.
Monty Verdi's...
Monty Verdi. Chardas Verdi sounds much better, actually.
Yes. It came from the 1610 Vespers by Monty Verdi. Dennis, I'm glad you looked so smug at the beginning of this round, because in yours there are three tied up. To total a fourth. Right, so, here's the first one. Plus... Plus equals.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Yes, it's somebody great plus Ernest Ball plus Manuel de Falla equals great balls of fire. all I got of the rest was two plus signs and Louis. Louis Blues.
Do you recognise the first tune?
That's clever.
Whose signature
tune? That's Geraldo's signature tune. Yes. Shorten it to Jerry and you get Jerry Lee Lewis. Yes. I get the Lee in,
middle,
I don't know.
Middle tune was that. That's Dixie Lee.
What happened to Annabelle Lee, which would have been much easier?
Yes, exactly. And St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Blues.
And Jerry Lee Lewis is the answer which we've finally arrived at.
We must all do this again sometime.
Perhaps in a decade or so.
Yes. Takes me that long to work them out, actually. Here's a great favourite. John, see if you can put a name to this singer and a date to the recording.
We could make believe I love you. Only make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we?
It's carefully heard the voice for the banjo. Or no,
it's a double bass. It's slapping the double bass.
Oh, it is. Yes.
Do you recognise the voice? Frank,
I don't know. I should say about 1926.
Well, you've got a mark. You've got half a mark for 1926. It was 1928 when he was a member of Paul Whiteman's crew. It was Bing Crosby. Singing make-believe. Very early record.
One of the Bing boys.
Yeah. Frank, this really is one of the weirdest songs, I believe, that Bing Crosby ever sang. The words begin, apropos of naught. Just listen to a chorus of it.
Apropos of naught, I said to Dan, said I, no one likes my dog, but why, too bad, replied my dad, but your dog is not well taught. The questions that he asks, woof, woof, are apropos of naught.
Isn't that weird? It's very sort of pretentious and literary, isn't it?
Yes. Bing sang that song, believe it or not, by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke in a film called Little Boy Lost, based on, Frank, rather improbably, whose story?
William Tell.
No. Little Boy Lost.
No, I don't. I don't.
Do you know, Dennis?
Well, it was quite a bestseller as a novel. It was Margonita Lasky.
Margonita Lasky wrote the story.
Adapted into rather good radio.
That's right. Margonita Lasky wrote the original novel, yeah. Well, Ian, the name of this song, please, and again, a recording date. I think four familiar voices were singing the title in the background there. I hadn't noticed that before.
Really?
The Mills Brothers were singing Dinah, 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 Dinah. Yeah. Oh. It's Bing Crosby's, it's the middle scat chorus from Bing Crosby and the Mills Brothers, Dinah. What date within 2 years would you guess?
I would have said about 19... What's this? Is Mills Brothers, about 1933.
Near enough, 1931. Dennis, no singing here, just dialogue. Who's the other half of the double act with Bing?
Tell me now, tell me, Roger, what am I holding in my hand?
Here,
now, take your time,
you've
take your time.
Your
yes, I have, in my hand. Tell
take,
me what it,
take my time, huh?
Yeah, take your
time. Time magazine.
No, no, Roger, no, no.
Life magazine.
No, no, not
Look
at
magazine.
All. No, no,
time
not
at all.
No, no, no. Watch yourself, Raj, watch it.
Watch myself, watch myself. Ah, I have it. A wristwatch.
The Raja is rolling tonight. Come on, here we
go. Who was the other man?
No, it would be tempting to say it was Bob Hope. Sounds like one of their routines, but it wasn't, was
no,
it?
It was in the film Anything Goes.
Oh, Anything Goes?
Yes.
It was probably Donald O'Connor.
It was Donald O'Connor, yeah. No more marks to be won now, just songs to be sung, beginning with Frank, who sings entirely unaided the chorus that it took four Mills Brothers to render on a famous record, Paper Doll.
Trouble at Mills Brothers. I'm going to buy a paper doll that I can caw. I don't... these aren't my sentiments, incidentally. I must disassociate myself with the theme of this. I'm going to buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then those flirty, flirty guys with those flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all the world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded, real-life girl.
Quite right.
I used to know an entertainer at the piano who probably composed dozens of tunes, but was most famous for one in particular. It's the sort of thing that can happen to anybody. When I say his name was Ronald Gawley, can anybody name
yes.
the tune?
Dickie Bedell.
Yes, Dickie Bedell.
I used to know him, you know. He used to live round the corner from us.
Yes.
Wonderful man.
Yes, nice man. Blind, wasn't he? Blind pianist.
But he only composed
singer.
This one tune that, yeah. that stuck.
Anyway, here's John with the Dickie Bird Hop.
Get out of bed.
Another masterpiece, Dennis sings Tonight's My Night with Baby.
It's a rotten song, but I once heard Jimmy Durante sing it.
Ah, intro coming up.
I comb my hair, brush my hat, I've even washed the dog and cat. Tonight's my night with Baby. The onion that I love so much, for weeks I haven't dared to touch. Tonight's my night with Baby. We've seen every movie, held hands between the acts, but home in Baby's parlor, we save ourselves amusement tax. I could get lucky, perhaps I might, but if I'm wrong, I'll know tonight. Tonight's my night with Baby.
John,
sorry. I think I just found the lost chord.
Not it.
No, not indeed. Haydn Wood wrote some delightful songs, memorable tunes ranging from Roses of Picardy to this for Ian, A Brown Bird Singing.
All through the night there's a little brown bird singing, singing in the hush of the darkness and the dew, singing in the hush of the darkness and the dew. Would that his song through the stillness could go winging, could go a winging to you, to you. All through the night time my lonely heart is singing sweeter songs of love than the brown bird ever.
Brown bird singing. What the brown bird didn't know, but I do, is that we have a victory this week for nobody. It's a draw. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.